Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at redemption through his blood based on Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Paul, as he continues his praise to God for the things he has done for the church, turns his attention to Jesus shedding his blood for our redemption. This redemptive action accomplished two things for universal church members: the forgiveness of their sins and their redemption. Redemption, primarily a religious word, generally means to regain something in exchange for payment. A popular use of this term is in redeeming coupons at a retail store. The word is also used when speaking of returning containers, such as cans or bottles, that required a deposit fee at the time of purchase and redeeming the deposit. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he is speaking of using the blood of Jesus as the payment by which people are redeemed. He explains that redemption is the forgiveness of our trespasses. To understand this statement and appreciate its significance, we need to examine the consequences for individuals who are guilty of trespasses. The word trespasses is not a common word in our vocabulary, but is primarily a religious word brought over from antiquity that means to commit an offense against a person, which in this context is God. Paul's understanding of this word would have had the meaning of a lapse or deviation from truth and uprightness. Sin is another word for trespasses, which John the Apostle describes as lawlessness, found in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. When a person commits a sin, they separate themselves from God and they become a slave of the devil. In order for a person to return to God, they must be redeemed by having the forgiveness of their trespasses or their violation of God's law. Without the shedding of the blood of Jesus, mankind would not have the opportunity to have this redemption. When we think about this statement, it should motivate us to think about how horrible sin is if it takes the blood of Jesus to make the payment for sin. Once again, Paul says this action by God was not only done because of God's grace, but God was lavish with this gracious act. To say it another way, God was elaborate, luxurious with his grace. We might even say God was not skimpy with his grace when it came to what was necessary for us to have redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. We as Christians need to join Paul in praising God for this costly but grand provision that he has made for the church. Without this action of God, no human being would be able to be a member of this church. As members, we should daily show our appreciation for God's gift by living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
It's all that I need. All that I need.